We are synced.
Yeah, we are synced.
Or sunk.
So, yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Brain Podcast, live at Dave and Buster's live audience podcast. Y'all can holler. I'll amplify that. Let them know you're here. Nobody wants to. That's the thing. Everybody freezes up. The moment you ask them, they're like, I don't want to say anything.
They all snuck in.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, wait, it's a podcast. Are we supposed to be quiet? You don't have to be.
No.
Actually, that's the whole point. These are the live shows are fun to do. Yeah, I'm not following that right now. I know. These are fun to do because you get to meet the audience and get them to interact. And that's actually going to happen. So we are going to play a game. So Michaela's put together some stuff and we have some prizes. And so we're going to get off and get started here. So we do want to thank our venue host, Max French, who is the general manager of Dave & Buster's. For getting all this set up to kind of show the room's capabilities for everybody. Right now, I think he's probably dealing with some stuff.
Floor management.
Yes, some floor management tonight going on. Yes. In the background on the audio, you may be hearing like games and stuff going on because that arcade is really rocking and rolling tonight. So
it's also half price game. So
yeah, I noticed that on our post when we started telling people like, hey guys, it's tonight. And then I started seeing like Wednesday half price games. And I was like, oh, okay.
So every time you hear a ding, they're making money. So
yeah.
It's more of a cha-ching.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but that's good. So we're going to go ahead though. And you want to get into the trivia, or what I can do is I can do some marketing news because some really fascinating stuff is happening.
Yeah, you go ahead and dig in your part. And
so everybody's heard of this thing called Threads, right?
The new Twitter.
Yeah, the new Twitter that everybody like is like trying out. And I can't wait until the trolls get there and then everybody ruins it. And then we're all like, well, we know what this is like now. But anyways, that's happening. But in podcast news, Sirius FM actually owns Stitcher, which is another broadcast place to put your audio out for your podcast. It's getting shut down in August. And all us podcasters are like, hey, thanks for the warning. So that's going to happen. And we don't really know like beginning of August, end of August. We just know that literally as of this recording, next month, that's gone.
It's like GA4, like you have until July 2023 to make this transition.
Yeah.
But when?
It's just like if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. You know, I feel like it's, I kind of feel like it's like that.
Nice.
So that's going to happen. Users in the European Union, if you use a VPN, VPNs are great. This is not a commercial for NordVPN or any of those brands, but they are listening out there on the audio version of this. Or watching on the video. We're glad to have you as a sponsor one day.
Y'all know what a VPN is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if not, see that guy right there doing the video. But they cannot access Threads. So it's the crackdown has already started in the European Union. Meta, they've launched their AI. Didn't know they had one. It's called Llama. I mean, I hope that's what it is. Either that or I'm really, really bad at how you pronounce L-I-M-A-A-M-A, but I'm pretty sure it's Llama, L-L-A-M-A.
Okay.
But so they've
like
got
a Dalai Lama.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like a spitting llama.
No, it doesn't spit. If it spits at you, they've really got one up on Elon and everybody.
They're not pulling the emperor's new groove.
Right, exactly.
No poison for Cusco.
Right.
So Twitter cash flow is at 50% negative in ad revenue. So that's another thing. So as you watch Threads, how long until the end of Twitter? Mm-hmm. If they're 50% negative, they're literally paying people right now to use Twitter. Like everybody is getting a check. If you're on Twitter and you have a lot of followers, Elon's like cutting checks.
Yeah, it's based on your content flow.
I don't understand this business model.
I don't know. The last chart I saw, there was a huge surge of people running to Threads, but that seems to be tapering off significantly.
Yeah, because
if nothing else, I think people might be comfortable with how Twitter works. Even if they don't, there's things about it they don't like. They're finding there's not enough difference, I think, early on with Threads that maybe, okay, what's the upsell? What's the benefit that I'm getting here that I'm not getting here?
I think it's mostly for Mark Zuckerberg, just to sort of give the middle finger to Elon. I think that's all. Oh, yeah.
I heard they were going to wrestle or fight or
something. Yeah.
They're going to do an exhibition.
My money's on Mark. Have you seen him lately in pictures? The guy's been doing like jujitsu and stuff and is really ripped. And I'm like, Elon is like my age. I mean, dude, just shut up.
He's a little taller, a little heavier though.
Yeah.
Like he's got a few pounds on him.
Yeah. A few mouths. Eloquently put, Mitch. Nicely said. YouTube is launching video title suggestions because the bots are better at it than we are. So if you upload a video to YouTube, it takes the transcript, it analyzes it, and it will make suggestions for the title of the video because we aren't very good at it. This is sort of like what's happening in podcasting. It does the same thing. We could do the same thing with our podcast. Yep. But here's the question. If you do all the marketing of the video and then you upload the video and then everybody hears about it and it's scheduled to go out like next week because who uploads like the day of and then starts later, like you're like titling the video after it's already out. So then you're kind of doing like that press thing where you're like, oh, no, I didn't mean that it was about this. It's actually that, right? So you're changing it later. I don't know how that timing works, but it's fascinating that it can do that. Another one that our Jonathan Payne would love, Roku is bringing Shopify checkout to TV streaming.
Yeah, that one surprised
me. What exactly does that mean?
Explain
that to me.
I think you go up to your television and go like, buy that, and then wait and see if it does it. I don't know, man. I don't have a Roku either, so.
I do. I actually have three.
But. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if it puts out a QR code on the video, I'm thinking that that's probably what's happening.
And it works through Shopify.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So,
wow.
Microsoft has rolled out an AI-generated headline and description for articles. So if you're a publisher, then enjoy that. We don't know if that's going to be something that's dynamically happening or not. Hey, Max, come on.
Come on, see ya.
Pull up a slice of podcast.
I was trying to find you earlier.
Yeah. This is like you go and you're visiting people and you're in the living room and you sit down. There's not like a construction to this thing where it's like the Tonight Show where it's like, fine. And the next guest
you're bringing me to the couch. I don't know.
he's not David Letterman and I'm not Paul Schaefer.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And if I'm, yeah.
Who's a well known female host? I'm not Wendy Williams.
I don't know.
There we go.
Thank God for that.
Let's be honest. Does anybody really watch the late shows anymore? There's one.
SNL, but that doesn't really qualify as late. Well, the report, the weekend updates, I appreciate.
Yeah, but you can catch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's funny. And I love it when he gets made fun of because he's Scarlett Johansson's husband. So
he's got such a baby face, Colin Jost.
Oh gosh, yes.
John Oliver on HBO last week tonight. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Well, you know, all right, I was wrong. Moving on.
It'll be okay.
This is one that everybody loves. If you're in marketing, if you do marketing, you've heard of SEO. It's a magic word or magic acronym. So WordPress 6.3. WordPress is a content management system. It's been around since 2003, runs about 35% of websites online, 65% of market share of content management systems, pretty much the Corvette of that, which is why you see like a lot of ads for Webflow and what's the one that starts with an S? You know, it says Squarespace.
Squarespace.
So you see a lot of ads for that, so it's going to be top of mind more. This one never, it's kind of a quiet beast for this reason. So, Mitch, you'll love this. It's going to improve LCP SEO performance.
Uh-huh. What's that mean?
And you'll love this part.
Okay.
It stands for largest contentful paint.
Well, okay then.
I really think this is how Google trolls us. I really think this is how they like look at us and go like, hey, we're making a thing better. What is it? Well, it's this acronym. What does it do? Well, it does this. I still don't know.
Yeah.
What you said.
It's like, let's spit out some acronyms and make their heads spin.
It's like when we were talking about EAT with one of our upcoming episodes.
Yes.
With Greg Hylers.
Yes. we have in a future episode, we got a guy that they do content. They're in California, and they're basically do content SEO. And he loves the acronyms too. So mm-hmm. those in the industry, they also
QRGs eat with the additional E.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, you know, let's be honest, it's to sell something. Mm-hmm. But you know, then we get to use like shows like this and make fun of it because mm-hmm. it does provide us with content. So mm-hmm. I guess in a way, it's working. All right, there we go.
They're producing the raw material.
Yeah. Anyways, if you go to a website and the page loads up and it's fast, that's what it's optimizing. The time it takes for an image to be seen, a text block to be seen. Obviously, if you go to a website and it's taking forever to load, you're like, I'm out.
I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm moving on. So it's supposed to make that faster.
The laptop's snapped in half because I couldn't wait that longer anymore. Yeah.
But it doesn't address like my slow internet from AT&T, which
that's
I should.
Yeah. That's a yeah. whole other
That's topic. A whole new ball game.
Yeah. So anyways, they've also, another update is from Google, again, Core Web Vitals. They've issued an email to pretty much everybody saying like, hey, you're going to love this one. Your IMP has issues. Didn't know I had one.
Yeah. Whatever that is. Should I see a doctor?
Now y'all know why in marketing, you know, at night we drink.
It's like when you go to an auto repair shop and you're like, oh, I want my brakes checked. You're like, oh, well, this and that needs to be repaired too. You're like, well, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah,
I just wanted this done.
Yeah. Well, and they use terms you've never heard before, like your disc gratificator is broken.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay.
What is that exactly?
I don't know.
Can you show me
is?
Where that is?
And there's nobody to tell you any difference. So you go, okay, fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, imagine being told like, oh, your INTP is broke. It's like, I need toilet paper.
No.
I'm not convinced about this. So anyways, and lastly, Norway has banned targeted ads from Meta. So there's that too.
Norway has.
Yeah, Norway.
Not has. The European. Are they part of the European Union?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
Does anybody know that?
Fact checkers out there?
Anybody with a phone handy?
A lot of people have this look on their face like, I didn't know this was a quiz. Yeah.
I didn't know I was supposed to know.
Get ready because we're about to do trivia.
Yeah, it's coming. Max is here. Hi, Max.
Hi, hello.
Max, we're happy to have you here. Max is the general manager of Dave & Buster's. Max, tell the people all the amenities, all the things that are here, who you are, and floor is yours for a bit.
As he just said, I'm Max. So Dave & Buster's, right? Been around for a long time. One of the coolest things we got going on right now are these event spaces that especially the people that are in this room right now can see. This is a beautiful space. We can use this for a multitude of things, whether it's a birthday party, whether it's an employee appreciation event, whether you just want to have a meeting and you want to do something fun afterwards, right? We've got the space. So if you guys just give us a call, we will point you in the right direction. One of the things that I just heard today was starting in football season, we'll be doing special event pricing for fantasy leagues. So if anybody here does fantasy football and they want to do their draft here, let me know. I see you over there. Let me know. But other than that, like today's Wednesday, we've got half price games all day. Every Wednesday, that means that your chips go twice as far. And at the moment, we are also running the eat and play combo Monday through Friday. So you're going to end up getting a power card and a meal for a lot less than you would normally spend.
Thank you.
Good deal.
Ricky. That's always that.
We have a cue card holder.
Somebody, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a cue card guy. He's the guy.
Always here for the assist.
Yes. Appreciate having you on here, Max. Stay. Don't go nowhere unless Michaela says so, because now...
You're good.
Yeah. And just like the rest of us, we got to do what Michaela says.
Okay.
Yeah. No, no. I do not hold the power.
Michaela's got a lot of power. This show, actually, you know, a lot of our shows lately, you've been doing a lot of the producing and creating and then just kind of handing to me and like the editor role. And mm-hmm.
it's just want to make sure it looks right or, you know, makes sense. Because we generally go off the rails sometimes, but
we always go off the rails.
Yeah, it's bound to happen. It's inevitable. But
I think on these live shows, there are no rails. I just ignore it. I'm just like, well, we're in a hall. It's mm-hmm. fine as long as I don't hit a wall.
It's like when you go bowling and you don't want the bumpers. You're like, I'm going to go free for all and it's going to go in the gutter or it's going to hit the pins. Like, you know.
Aptly put.
But yeah, I just send them to you to know. make sure I'm doing a good job. And
Absolutely.
It's on theme. We're on topic of what we're trying to discuss.
That's laughter. Where's the clapping? See, we got somebody that has doctor handwriting that wrote sound effects on the board.
I can't read his handwriting, so I don't know what it says.
Hey, there it is. Yay. There you go. That's praise for Michaela.
I had no idea the place was so crowded.
Do we have drums?
We actually do. There's the room song. Yeah. There you go.
Mitch is here all night.
Thank you.
I'll just leave the volume up just in case you feel like you want to, like, you know, push a button. So
if I can decipher these hieroglyphics.
Yeah. The person we're talking about is Jacob Moeller. He works for Total Office Products and Solutions. And if you've been following this podcast, there's been this running thing about me not labeling the buttons for the sound effects on the board because I'm lazy. So Jacob did it, but we just found out Jacob has doctor's handwriting. And earlier today when we were setting up...
If anybody needs an antibiotic, I've got a button here for it.
Yeah, we're pretty sure Percocet might be on there, maybe. Thank you. So this is how I work in an ad. Watch this. And John King from German American Bank was here, and they are a sponsor tonight. So we want to give them a big thank you. John had to leave early because he has a crying child at home, and he likes to want to stay married. So there's that. But we want to thank him. We also have another sponsor. We have David Meek at All Pro, and I'm going to be looking at his Better Half Mortgage. Thank you. Is a sponsor tonight. If he had his stuff and if he were here, yes, I'm calling you out, David. So if you listen to this later, you can be like, oh, there. But we want to
his logo looks nice and pretty up on the monitor.
Yes. So. Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. You know, if I would like pay attention more to the notes and realize that I'm the one that asked Kristen to make that, I could probably just look up instead of looking at David's wife and ask her. I could just
We have a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how this show goes. It's just silliness, and we hope you learned something, and that is that Jason never pays attention or reads. I'm going to let you kind of take it from here.
Yeah. So we're going to dive into trivia. Ooh. I'm going to grab a step. Wait for a second to grab this bowl. Oh, we got a Norway update. What was that? It is not part of the EU.
I knew it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did anyone place their wagers on that?
I don't know if we should like talk about gambling. I mean,
never mind.
Yeah.
We'll bleep that out.
Disclaimer, this is not a gambling establishment. There is no exchange of funds for making bets.
Not here. Not at David Musher's.
Void where prohibited. Member FDIC.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now is draw a card from the bowl. And whoever is on that card is going to come up here and take my spot and go through a round of trivia for that card right there. Yeah. Which is a power card. And it's half price games. And you get...
So on this power card, we got a $50 power card here. And that will go... It's basically on Wednesdays, it's like a $100 power card.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this where I need to vacate the seat and you get here? I mean, the show doesn't really get started anyways until I leave. So
we've been meaning to tell you.
I'm going to be horrible at this, but we'll take a shot.
I believe in you.
Thanks.
I wish I had a drum roll button. All
right. I'm going to start a timer. I don't want 10 minutes now. Come on.
if it takes her 10 minutes, then we probably should move along.
Yes. All right. And I'm going to start the timer now. Are you ready, Michelle?
No.
Oh, come on. You're a nerd.
At least she's honest. They're not that hard.
All right. In the Star Wars franchise, what is the name of Han Solo's ship?
I have no clue because I've never watched it.
Okay. Oh, all right. So that is wrong. Are we doing the next one?
Yes.
Okay. Number two. Who is the creator of the Harry Potter book series?
Again, I have never read them or seen them.
J.K. Rowling.
See, I told you I'd be
J.K.
great
Rowling is the answer to that question. All right. Number three. In the Marvel Comics universe, what is the alter ego of the superhero Captain America? Starts with an S, ends with Steve Rogers. The answer is Steve Rogers. Number four, what is the name of the fictional city where Batman operates? It's not a real city. It's fictional.
Yeah, it's made up.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good hint.
Like I said, not seen it.
Gotham City is the correct answer. Not I've not seen it. All right. Number five. What is the primary power source for the DeLorean time machine in the movie Back to the Future?
Oh, goodness. I just started this movie yesterday. I'm not sure.
The answer is plutonium. guess what? We're going to give you the card anyway because
for being a good sport,
yeah, yes. Just a good sport.
For walking all the way up here,
so, for walking it. For Thank walking 15 feet, you get a free card.
You get a power card. Let's give it for Michelle.
Yeah. And that's what we do here. We put people on the spot, and then we give them things.
Make them terribly uncomfortable, but we make it worth their while.
You're welcome. I wrote that.
I'm going to move your drink so I don't knock it over.
Yes, I meant to grab it. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was interesting to watch, and at the same time, broke my heart. But
yeah, super disappointing. But.
There you go.
Yeah, you have a watch list now to build up on Netflix or whatever. And if
the streaming service of your choice.
Right. And if you have Roku and Shopify, you can just buy all these movies and own them. So there you go. I've lost the notes. Oh, yes. Oh,
I stole them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't lose them. They were pilfered.
So, all right. So we went after that. Next, this is going to be an interesting one. So one of the things that, and this is going to probably open up a little bit for Mitch to kind of pontificate, as I always say. I think that's going to be the segment that we call it. Mitch pontificates.
Oh, great. Or, everybody's dying to hear that, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Mitch's pontifications.
Yeah.
Mitch's musings.
Mitch's musings.
There we go.
There we go. See, this is why.
Thank you. I do this for a living.
That's why he works in branding.
Yeah. See, Jason's not the guy that's the brand guy. People look at me like, well, you're the brand guy. I'm like, no. That's this guy. Mm-hmm. I'm the guy that does the silly, goofy podcast stuff and websites and nobody wants to talk to me. So that's the guy. But we're going to do a game of telephone. And this is to illustrate how a brand message could kind of go off the rails, sometimes like the show, that... If you don't keep control of it, you know, you get something else. So Michaela's going to whisper something in a person's ear. Mm-hmm. And then we'll see how comfortable you all are to whisper it in your neighbor's ear.
Now we need to figure out an order here into where it ends.
Yes, I was going to start over here with Maddie. And then you all can go up. Oh, you're eating. So
always
I
good
will...
to talk to people with mouthfuls of food.
You're good? All right.
Chew, sorry, I just chew, looked chew over and swallow and at a normal pace.
I had a big old bite and I was like, dang. Timing was on my side earlier today.
No, see,
not
that,
so much anymore.
When my kids were young, that was just the rule. You can't ask Dad a question at the dinner table until he's got a mouthful of food.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Or when you're about to take that bite, you're like, oh, I'm starving. And you're like, can I have?
No, oh, then you never get to eat.
Yeah. Yep. Nope.
I'm usually like eating anyways. And everybody's like, okay, we're going to say grace. And I'm just like, grace, grace.
Okay. She is whispering the message into the first ear.
Yep. Christian Ferrari. Christian?
Kristen Ferrari. Almost close.
Yeah.
But to spotlight our number one fan.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. if Dave Bell were here, we were going to make you guys like thumb wrestle or something. But, you know.
I did have Tide because I thought Dave was going to be here and I wanted to see, like, you know, an arm wrestle or a thumb war go out. And that way it could be declared that one of you all would be the actual number one fan.
Yeah. A lot of times we hear about brand message and keeping control of it because it will change
People will control it for you.
All right. So when you go from person to person to person, you might lose a little bit of it and end up with Christian Ferrari.
Christian Ferrari.
So your Ferrari is
a very holy car.
In the name of the Father, the Son.
Yeah,
that's right.
The fastest Christian.
Yeah, that's the gear shift. It's 4-speed. That's it.
Jesus is taking the wheel.
That's right. There you go. A true holy roller.
The way to maintain.
We got a button for that.
How do we? Oh wait, we're gonna wait. We're gonna do a thing. I feel like I've created a monster in front of that board.
It could be worse. I could be managing the board.
Yeah, well, true, yes. So, Mitch.
Yes.
Explain why controlling brand message is important.
Well, because you want a consistent brand message everywhere that your brand appears. And you want to make sure everybody is saying the same thing about you. Otherwise, people will get the wrong idea, maybe about what you sell, what your brand benefits are. Look at social media. Social media has created a whole other set of challenges, if you will, for brands, because not only can you advertise on social media and project a positive brand image, well, now there's a return mechanism where people can say, no, my experience with him wasn't what they promised it was. And, you know, the food was cold. The soap didn't clean my the soap didn't clean my clothes. The plumber didn't fix my pipes. But you want to control that as much as possible, and you want to make sure it's consistent everywhere that your brand appears, whether it's like on that screen up there with the slideshow, or whether it's on broadcast media, whether it's your employees talking amongst themselves within your company. Everybody's got to be on the same page and be singing the same song if you want the world at large to have a clear understanding of who you are, what you're about, and what your benefits are.
And that's why Mitch makes the big bucks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So riddle me this.
I'm just waiting on that. It's like, okay. He just has this look.
I'm working with what I've got to
work. He's got this childlike look on his face, like, I pressed the button. Am I in trouble?
It's like Nemo. Don't touch the boat.
All right. Well, inspired by obviously the Batman villain, the Riddler. So we got, you want me to read them out? And
yeah, you see, go ahead.
Okay. Now, there's prizes. Is there prizes for this?
There one? Is. Yeah. So each person that can give me the correct answer of the riddle, there's 4 riddles and there's 4 of these power cards.
And what are those cards, Max?
Those are the $20 power cards.
Mm-hmm. So feel free after the show to whip them out and enjoy the half price Wednesdays.
Yeah. I'm actually, I've never really like seen the physical cards before, to be honest with you. It's actually my first time seeing them. And I didn't realize they were like actually like
card cards.
Yeah. Yes, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Ding, and, ding, ding.
Because my brain is twisted. And I was like, well, how do they keep them from being counterfeited? And then obviously they're made of plastic.
And, and there's a magnetic strip.
Yeah. So unless I'm really good at counterfeiting, which I would be talking to you from a jail cell, then, you know, that's probably not.
Not if you were really good at it.
No, really
good. Yeah. Good point.
That's true. Yeah.
Good point.
Good point. Fair point. So the first riddle. What has a neck but no head?
Raise your hand if you know.
Yeah.
Got it. You know, you can turn the volume up a little if you don't feel satisfied.
I don't know how to work this thing.
I mean, well, that's kind of concerning. It's like, I don't know how to work this thing. Well, don't push the red one. It explodes. You mean this one?
That one?
Don't touch the red
bottle.
It's a bottle. Yeah.
The answer was a bottle. Number two, what has wheels and flies, but it is not an aircraft? No, no. No, but later we are going to have a talk about your logic on how you got there, because I really am curious about that.
Read it again. Yeah, read it again.
So, question again is, what has wheels and flies, but it is not an aircraft?
the previous winner is trying to contain themselves.
If you would like to answer then give the card to a random audience member, that would also be...
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Way to solve the problem.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
A garbage truck is the answer.
as weird as it gets.
Yep. By the way, in case y'all haven't caught on, this whole show is really about Dave and Buster's and how really cool they are. And we really want to thank them for sponsoring this show by doing what they're doing. That's how you do an ad, like, really quickly. And everybody goes, like, why?
Thank you. Thank you.
Everything is an ad.
All right. Number three. What is full of holes but still holds water? I said holes. Like, yeah. Mitch, that's not going to help.
Yes.
What was the answer? I didn't
hear. Peter.
Ah.
The answer was a sponge
is the answer.
What is a sponge?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We should have made them form their answers in the form of a question.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but then that would throw me off, and then I'd be sitting here going like,
huh? What?
Wait a minute. Why is this a typo? I don't understand why it's two questions.
That's not what it says.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my brain is getting to be Swiss cheese. I downed that Red Bull really quickly, and I don't advise that. I really don't. Anyways, fourth question and final one. Why is Europe like a frying pan? Why is Europe like a frying pan?
I bet nobody gets this one.
I have an idea.
But you can't win.
I know I can't win. I have a comment about what this one is, but then it would give away the answer.
Can I see the notes?
You wrote it.
I forgot. Sorry. I wrote the notes a minute ago.
Read it one more time.
Why is Europe like a frying pan? Man, I can see everybody's like really thinking on that.
Yeah, everybody's stumped. And you're going to kick yourself when you hear the answer.
David, do you know the answer?
Yeah, uh-huh. Why is Europe like a frying pan?
Should we just unveil the answer?
The answer is because it has grease at the bottom.
It's got grease at the bottom. Right. I'm going to draw a card out and randomly select who gets this last card here.
Was it what you were going to say?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Max just sitting here the whole time like, I know what it is. I know what it is. I know what it is. You're but on can, the mic. He can't. Can't. You're the guy giving away the cards. Are you the guy that everybody needs to take for trivia night? With them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Me and then the other manager that's here right now, Justin, just an absolute genius.
Yeah. I used to play Trivial Pursuit with my older members of my family. And when my uncle got at me, slammed the table, was like, how the hell can you know all this?
Yeah. He just tells me, like, I can read upside down if the answers are on the box or anything like that.
No, to be fair, though, at trivia, they don't normally give you riddles.
Right. So.
Oh, huh.
And I have a head
certain
full of
subjects.
I have a head full of useless knowledge. So
I got a head full of useless knowledge, too. I try to reserve it, though, because then people look at me weird because it is a little weird. Sometimes I say things that are weird. That's just all it is. But see, that's why it's called Nerd Brand.
And he's got a podcast.
It's not a gimmick. It's a thing. So anyways, so we did get somebody who got the...
I drew a card and just did it randomly. Maddie got the other one.
Man, you're racking up tonight.
Smarty and lucky.
Yeah. All righty. See what else we got here going on. So I think it's 6:30. That went quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to add or?
Howdy. That's about it. That's about it for me.
For our regular podcast listeners, they get that.
Yeah.
But no, in all seriousness, I want to say thank you for all of our guests coming out. And Max, thank you for coming up and participating in the trivia and getting into it. And this was fun. Really want to do it again. And
it's always fun to do it live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I hope everybody can take away from this. Like, Dave and Buster's is about fun. So that was sort of the entire theme of this.
Fun and games and food. Yeah.
It's a play. You guys have been around. Let's see. When did it open? Like, was it 2019?
2019.
Well, when did this 2019
at this location at Louisville, 1982 when the original one opened. Ricky's got like the entire Wikipedia history. Yeah.
He probably should have been on mic.
Yeah. Now you guys are like the dynamic duo.
Well, when we do it again,
yeah,
we'll switch up.
Yeah, when we first met you guys, it was really funny because we talked like 35 minutes of, hey, this is the services. This is what we need. What do you guys think? We're like, well, maybe you should do this. And then it was like, all right, hey, did you guys see the Batman? What'd you think about that? And then there was another 35-minute conversation about that. So that's kind of how we knew that these guys were our people.
If we can talk to you how we talk on the podcast and go off the rails sometimes, then we're going to be set as clients.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But that's kind of the whole thing. When you do any kind of the work that we do with branding, I mean, it's, you've got to get along with people. I came across a place, and because we are going to wrap it up here, but I came across a place that was like wanting to provide services very similar to ours. They're like out in California. One of the things they had a call to action on their form was like, do we get along? And I thought like, huh, people are starting to catch on to that. Like you have to get along with the people you're going to work with. If you're going to hire them to help you with your project.
I mean, you have enough adversarial relationships either at work or whatever else that you don't really want them for an optimal relationship with your vendor or a client. You just get a better product in the end if you both understand you're working for the same goal and you understand one another. I mean, it's just kind of common sense.
Yeah, that's actually what it looks like for the business relationship that we really appreciate you and Ricky for that, because we feel like you guys are very genuine.
Ricky is, that's for sure.
Ricky, it's like Ricky is the guy that's got all the passion and you're the diplomat.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
It's almost like
a good thing.
It's like my marriage.
Wait. So who's the wait?
That's between you two.
I said earlier about how I can make things weird, say things weird. Mitch pole vaults over that.
I take a turn once in a while.
Yeah, every now and then Mitch is like, hey, what about that? It's just if John was here, then he would be like, you know, I'm going to go home and eat an ostrich. And we'd just be like, what?
And then a Bartledew will come out. Yeah, and we're like, okay, that's the end of the conversation then.
John-isms.
Yeah.
John-isms.
We hope one day to get Nerd Brand merch going. And it's not going to be like necessarily what I'm wearing. It's just going to be just crazy.
Yeah. Random bits of dialogue out of the company.
Yeah. Cause every place has internal inside jokes and we're like, you know what? We'll just make them outside jokes and see how people react.
It's like the New Girl shirts with all the Nick Miller sayings. We're going to have each sayings from each of the nerds.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see which ones are the popular too.
There's certainly no shortage of raw material.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You want the Howdy one?
Howdy shirt? Yes. Kristen did tell me a little anecdote, and I will share this, and then I will pass it back to you.
Yeah.
We went on vacation recently. Where was that again, PCB? Oh, okay, yes. And then you went into a store with your daughter, and you found a hoodie that said, Howdy, on it.
And she said, I need this.
Yes.
My kid listens
to
that.
Mm-hmm. She said, that was the kid. Me! And that made my day. That was a nice Monday phone call. That
there's
we had.
There's another one for sure. Who the hell's Michaela?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I have a friend named.
See, it works. It works for anything.
I have a friend named Rocco, and her name is Rachel, and the last name is Covington. Her middle initial is an O. Uh-huh. So Rocco. Yeah. But when we're doing trivia some nights, we say Team Rocco, and it's so funny with like the commentators or the moderators. Comments like, what's a Rocco? And they're like, this is a Rocco.
Right here. Right here.
The redhead over here. That's a Rocco.
Well, we appreciate everybody who's listens to this, subscribes to this, shows up for this. Come back next time and watch Mitch press some more buttons.
That's
maybe
right.
I need to
that's right.
Upload some other things and other sound effects. And
my invaluable contribution to the podcast.
Yes. Incredibly valuable, like, of course. We have upcoming shows. First of all, we have the ongoing series of AIN, which is Artificial Intelligence In. The current episode as of this recording is AI in Business. Vargas Sharif is on that. And he's a guy that says, I don't know much about artificial intelligence, but if you listen to the episode, no, that doesn't sound that way.
Yeah, Mark knows a lot.
It sounds like you know an awful lot about
it. He's even running the video for the podcast.
Yeah, so we want to thank him for doing that, because I did not expect him to have all of this, so I hope to not mess up what he's doing. He's giving me guidance and direction off camera, and I'm not used to it.
We'll learn it eventually.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to like actually do better at things. Yeah. But I also, he's like, oh, you're doing good.
Thank you. Just adds to the charm.
Yeah, it does. I do want to thank, you know, Kristen for putting in the work on the slides. She's enjoyed being all the way in the back. Kristen has been helping us with designs and with marketing for our clients and for ourselves. And so thank you, Kristen, for being here as well. Max, I want to thank you and the Dave and Buster team for bringing the power cards, bringing the knowledge, helping us have a little fun today, and showing off this wonderful room and setting it up.
Like, they have really, it's really nice facilities. If you want to bring a group, bring a group in, whether it's, like I said, whether it's for fantasy football or any kind of group gathering you want to have, where you want your the people to maybe have a little time where you teach them something or show them something or have something informational, and then let them go out and have some great food and a good time.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the back. If you go into Dave and Buster's, you'll walk past the arcade, you walk past the eating, dining area and the bar, and it's in the back. They've got a nice private room where if you shut the doors, it kind of silences everything outside.
Video monitors.
Yeah. Audio, video hookups. We're actually using that right now. So everything about this podcast and the room setup was to illustrate capabilities on video and on audio for us to tell you on audio, so for the guests to be here to see it as well. Sometimes see it and hear it helps. And,
so they'll come in and talk to whom?
Oh, you're going to talk to me. You're going to talk to Ricky. You're going to talk to Justin. We've got cards for our outside sales manager as well. Her name is Lori. I mean, we've got plenty of resources for any event that you want to, any event you want to plan.
So there you go. Would they get in touch with you?
How do they get in touch with me? They're going to call the store, which is 502-963-0940. Yep, that is correct. that is the phone number for Dave and Buster's. And then you're going to call and ask for anybody that's here. I mean, we're going to all be able to help you. Absolutely.
Can they get you online?
Get me online?
Yeah, email.
Oh, let's
right
see.
Right now, Ricky's like, I don't know how to do the at symbol, Mitch. Don't do this.
You're more than welcome to email me. My email is max.french@daveandbusters.com. Dave and Buster's, no ampersand, the word and.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. So, again, you can find us.
You're killing me with the button.
I'm not used to actually having somebody there that's going to press the button.
I think I'm getting into a rhythm.
You're like,
and then, so y'all are really throwing me for a loop. So tonight I'm really off my game because there's video. So I'm like, oh, there's cameras. I need to look up, not down. Mm-hmm. And then it's also, we got a guy running a soundboard now. So thank you, Mitch, for doing that tonight.
My pleasure.
Go ahead.
I know pleasure.
You want to do it. Go ahead.
Take us around.
Probably more.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Probably a lot more of that.
Yeah, a lot more of that. You can find us at nerdbrandagency.com. You can find us also at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You just can't find us anymore on Stitcher after August because, you know, they're shutting it off. So that's not our fault.
Nope. We didn't break it.
Yeah. But we appreciate all of you coming. We hope you've enjoyed the food. We hope you've enjoyed what we've been able to do here today. This is a show that we've been doing for about 4 years. Spread the word about it. There will be another live show. Michaela, I thank you for having the idea and the genesis of this, putting the show live shows
I've
together.
I've been having a ball experimenting with it. And I think it would not have been possible without having an audience. So thank you all for showing up and being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So enjoy the traffic going home and we'll see you later.
We want to thank our listeners to this episode of the Nerd Brand Podcast. You can check out this episode and future ones at nerdbrandagency.com/podcast. Or head Apple Podcasts or Spotify app and search for Nerd Brand and download and subscribe. We'll see you next week. Psst. Did you know everything is an ad?
What do you mean?
All expressions related to a brand are an ad.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah, don't let overthought advertising strategies get you down. Just have your why and a budget and leave the rest to the nerds. To chime in on all the latest branding and advertising pointers, listen to the Nerd Brand Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more.